Next week, the University of Arkansas will take some time to salute graduate students. Graduate Education Week began last year on campus. Yesterday, we invited two of the organizers to the studio. Don Farver is a PhD student in civil engineering. Dr. Todd Shields is the dean of the Graduate School in International Studies at the U of A. He began by telling us about the idea behind Graduate Education Week.
Well, we just wanted to really raise attention to all the wonderful things that graduate students are contributing to the university. The university reached the Carnegie Very High Research Classification last year, and a lot of that is because of the research and the teaching that the graduate students do. And we just thought it was time that the university set aside a week to recognize all the wonderful grad students that we have on campus and all the work that they do.
It's kind of because I think still for many of us, when we think of a college campus, you think of those still traditional, even though it's far smaller population than it used to be, the traditional undergraduate.
Right.
And you forget how many people are continuing an education on campus far beyond that bachelor's degree.
Yeah, and increasingly, with the tougher economy, more and more people are attending graduate school. Sometimes that's a tough economic decision, particularly when their jobs are few out there. But many people are finding that the master's degree or a PhD really helps them set them apart from the competition.
Well, that leads into a question that I had. Used to, people would say, you have to have a college degree to do anything. But now then it kind of seems like you need a master's degree.
In some fields, that's definitely a requirement. Increasingly in teaching and accounting, those two come to mind really quick. You can certainly get jobs without the master's degree, but it's increasingly common to have that master's degree when you go out there. And we're seeing that trend across the country, that increasingly people are being encouraged to go ahead and get a master's degree. And that is personally my recommendation. In a tight job market, that is the smart thing to do.
Never hurts.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm.
Don, you have your undergraduate and master's from Ohio State University, working on your PhD in civil engineering at the university.
Yes.
How did you make the decision to go ahead and go for the PhD?
After I graduated, and kind of, it's sort of the same story of why I went and got my master's, I was doing work in an environmental engineering field, and a lot of people were telling me that to increase your efficacy in the job market, it makes a lot of sense to do that. They're looking for master's degrees. So I got my master's degree and really enjoyed my time and wanted to continue doing work in the area I was doing. And at the time, there were not any positions locally that were doing that work. And actually, I met a professor from the University of Arkansas at a professional conference, attended his presentation and spoke with him, and ended up coming to the University of Arkansas on a distinguished doctoral fellowship. So that was my track from Ohio State to Fayetteville.
So what's going to happen next week?
Next week is, I'm really excited about it. This is the first year I've been really involved as the graduate assistant for the Graduate School and Career Development Center. And we're going to have a lot of different activities going on, and a lot of them are for graduate students. And so different departments are doing their own mini programs to honor graduate students, like breakfasts and lunches and just saying, thank you for your work. And the Graduate School in International Education is also doing programs for graduate students to help them, whether it's about applying for a federal grant, if they're master's students looking to go on to a PhD, about applying for graduate school. We also have a reception for our distinguished doctoral fellows, and so we have a lot of events just centered around them, helping them find jobs, helping them apply for grants and do their jobs. And then the really exciting part, the culmination, is our poster competition and creative design competition that's happening on Friday, where we have about 120 students from all across campus, everything from apparel studies, theatrical design, to space and planetary science, and engineering, and agriculture, all kinds of different things. And we're bringing them together in one space. We have a new location. We're going to be at Mullins Library, which we're really excited about. And from 1 to 3, it's completely open to the public. So we're going to have our judging going on, and then anyone can come and see all the really cool research going on at the University of Arkansas that our graduate students are doing. So a lot of different events that we hope people come out for and kind of support our students.
Is there such thing as a typical graduate student?
Not really. I mean, they come from all walks of life, and increasingly we have people returning who've been in the workforce for a long time and they want a career change, or they've hit a ceiling that they want to go past, and then the extra graduate training really helps that. So we're seeing a very different crowd demographic of graduate students than even when I went to graduate school. We're also seeing a much more diverse and international demographic in grad school now.
How does the university as a whole benefit from graduate education and the graduate school?
Well, we spend a lot of time talking about this, to be honest, and I'll let Dawn contribute to this since she's actually participating in that. But, you know, graduate students, they're basically mini faculty, mini students, mini staff members. They do everything that every group on campus does. I mean, really, they're faculty because they teach classes. They're researchers because they're working in labs. They're writing grants with professors. They're students because they're taking classes. And they're staff because they work in labs and they work in athletics and they work in the library. And so really, they are a great investment. And they do an amazing job. And in fact, modern land-grant institutions, in all honesty, cannot function without graduate students.
I know when I was doing my undergrad that some of my teachers were graduate students for the first couple of years. Yeah,
We teach about 25% of the credit hours on campus. Mm-hmm. And so in a lot of cases, that's lab courses, but also as instructors of record. And so, you know, even for the undergraduates, if they're understanding a little bit more about what we do, I think that's excellent, too, because it's easier for them to just think of us being a face. But I think that I've always really enjoyed the courses that have been taught by graduate students. Our graduate student instructors do really well on their teaching evaluations. They're really excited about what they're teaching. They're excited to be teaching at all in some cases. And so I think they bring a lot to the classroom that way as new, but they do their work.
You know, that's a really good important point. And I think a lot of times people, when they first enter a class, they might think, oh, I've got a graduate student, right? In many cases, that graduate student is on the cutting edge of research, perhaps more so than some of their professors. That's one reason that graduate students are often such great teachers. The second reason is that graduate students have to be great teachers or they'll never get a job. So they have an incredible amount of pressure to be and to continue to be better teachers. And then the third, and the reality is, they're just closer to the undergrads in age. So they get it when they're talking about iPhones and apps and stuff like that.
Or even what movies you saw most recently.
Exactly.
It hasn't been that long since you were a graduate student.
But that's right.
Can you tell now in your position, has anything changed for different schools and different locations? But has anything, do you think there have been any significant changes since you were a graduate student and being a graduate student now?
I would say that it was easier when I was in graduate school. This is the late 1980s and early 90s, and, you know, there weren't as many people going to graduate school. I don't think that it was nearly as competitive as it is now. There are a lot of disciplines. Certainly when I was in graduate school, if you had published something in a peer-reviewed journal, that was really exciting. Now in many fields, it's almost just expected. You have to have, and maybe not even one, but maybe a couple. You have to have in some fields some patents, in some fields some grant money. And so it is a much more competitive environment now. But then again, we're also doing things that weren't available to me when I was a graduate student, like these education weeks. We put on seminars and presentations on how to write grants and how to make sure your data, you handle them with integrity, how to get published, how to interview for jobs, how to think about your academic career, how to think about your non-academic career, which, by the way, a lot of people in PhDs now are just saying, I'm not going academics, I'm going into the real world, quote unquote. And so lots of those types of things didn't exist when I was a graduate student, but graduate schools across the country have said, you know, we need to do as much as we can to help our graduates succeed, because in all honesty, it's tougher than it ever was.
Don, do you know what is next for you?
Oh, gosh. Not 100%. I'm planning on graduating this year and have been having that same conversation of what I want to do next. I think I may go into industry, and as I've told people, be an engineer for a little while since I've been training to do that for a long time, and have been looking at teaching opportunities at some smaller schools where they do value having that real-world experience for sure to help their students. So I think academia is in my future at some point. I'm just not sure when. So.
And if people want to know more about Graduate Education Week?
They can go to our website, which is grad.uark.edu, and click on events.
And that final portion is open to the public with the poster competition.
From 1 to 3 on Friday, February 8th, we want everyone to come out to Mullins Library and see what our graduate student research is like.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Dr. Todd Shields is the Dean of the Graduate School in International Studies at the University of Arkansas. Don Farver is a PhD student in civil engineering. They came to our studio yesterday to discuss Graduate Education Week at the University of Arkansas. The observation begins Monday.
On this week's Generic Blues Show, I have new music from Anna Bergendahl and Mark Robinson. Also, some Candy Cane, Sue Foley, Julian Foth, George Harmonica Smith, Marquise Knox, Chuck Lavelle, and more. Join the fun. That's Friday night at 9 o'clock, the Generic Blues Show on KUAF. We'll see you then.